Welcome to the Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Thank you for that nice introduction, Jim. Welcome, trendies, one and all, to the Trending Show, brought to you this week by Cobra Electronics. I'm going to tell you more about the just-released Cobra Jump Back a little later in the podcast. But right now, I'm going to tell you about all the stuff that was trending last week. The top three searches last Monday were Happy New Year, New Year 2014, and 2014. Since people can never be certain when January starts or what number comes after 2013. After the real brain strainers like that, the next most popular item was Quenelle, which is a term I did not know. I greatly prefer terms I don't know to George Zimmerman. Quenelle was trending because of Tony Parker, a Frenchman that dribbles for the San Antonio Spurs. He is, to the best of my recollection, the first professional athlete produced by France since René Dupri. Last week, he flashed a hand gesture that was invented by a radical politico-comedian type as a slight toward Jews. A Frenchman did something offensive? Yes, it seems that way, and another Frenchman mimicked him on a basketball court, and then took some serious flack for it. Tony Parker has issued a very carefully worded apology, which, if you have ever heard Tony speak, you know was written for him by someone with a better command of the English language. And League of Legends was also trending due to the dirty work of hacker group Derp. The popular online game was bumped offline due to a cyber attack by a bunch of losers, and the attack seemed to be aimed specifically at pro gamer Phantom Lord, whose real name is James Varga. After the hackers began their attack, Varga's personal information was posted online, and a false 911 call was made, claiming Varga was holding hostages in his house. Shortly thereafter, Varga ended up in handcuffs. It is a sad realization that the local borough's police force could easily be fooled, distracted, and misled by a bunch of acne-pocked basement dwellers, while real emergencies that need the assistance of emergency personnel go unattended. I like pranks, but not the kind where people that are in danger or in need of help don't get the assistance they need. And I'm not a fan of pranks designed to violate someone's right to privacy. I'm sure the dorks at Derp, if they had waited for a more clever idea to bubble up in the brain they must all share, could have come up with something far more comical and accomplished it without coming off like irresponsible, selfish trolls. Then again, their Twitter handle is Derp Troll, so I can't feign surprise, can I? Trolls are the lowest life forms with internet access. They're whiners, troublemakers, pot-stirrers, jerks, malcontents, and ne'er-do-wells. They bring nothing positive to the world or the online community, as their most recent behavior clearly evinces. On Tuesday, terms like Rose Bowl and Chick-fil-A Bowl were trending. This meant that Rose Bozian probably got a lot of extra traffic on her Facebook page due to erroneous clicks and auto-population in search windows. And several waffle fry enthusiasts, just like me, were momentarily fooled into thinking some awesome new concoction was coming from my favorite conservative fast food chain. Unfortunately, both of these are football games. Jenny McCarthy was also trending because she kissed Donnie Wahlberg. Only in 2013 could kissing a 44-year-old new kid on the block get your name trending. And it is now 2014. I Googled 2014 to make sure. Ariana Grande was also trending because of the confused look she seems to be giving on the cover of this month's Cosmopolitan magazine. Grande is a 20-year-old singer from Florida who was on the Nickelodeon sitcom Victorious. She also appears on Sam and Cat. That is also a TV show. I saw this cover image, and she is making a weird face. I don't know why 200,000 people searched this, but then again, even more people wanted to find the footage of Jenny McCarthy kissing Donnie Wahlberg. Upon saying this aloud, I wonder how many of those 200,000 people's names sound vaguely like Ronnie Waldurg. While reading up on Ariana Grande, I discovered that she abandoned her faith in light of Pope Benedict, who declared that watching SpongeBob SquarePants and reading Harry Potter novels were sins. Pope Benedict hates Harry Potter? I can sort of understand that. The Pope's only got the power of infallibility when he sits on that gilded throne. And he must use both his weird hat and the crossier to use his power over traffic. But Harry Potter has that cloak of invisibility and the Sorcerer's Stone, and his Wikipedia page is way longer than Pope Benedict's. Plus, at his first public appearance, Pope Benedict was greeted by a crowd of nearly 5,000 screaming fans. But last year's LeakyCon, which is a convention for Harry Potter fans, drew more than double that amount. So it's pretty clear-cut in my mind. Pope loses traction to Harry Potter, then declares that if his followers indulge in the Harry Potter, they are sinning. It's a brilliant concept. I think the idea first started trending a couple millennia back. All right, I've got the inside scoop on the just-released information about the brand-new Cobra Jump Pack. Cobra Electronics have been our awesome show sponsors for quite some time now, and they are back again in 2014, keeping this program free for you. The brand new Jump Pack comes with plenty of power. It'll jumpstart most vehicles. It can easily power up iPhones or other accessories. Cobra's portable power pack is ideal emergency power for a home, a vehicle, or the outdoors. It offers users the reliability and convenience to charge multiple devices during low battery levels, and it's ideal for travel and multipurpose use. Now, this new Cobra Jump Pack will be available in April, but I've already had the chance to check this thing out, and it is amazing. I'm giving you the inside scoop. Why? Because I wanted to invite you to the electronic cool kids table for lunch. Drop on by and see all the amazing gadgetry that's already on sale over at Cobra.com. They specialize in simplifying lives of people who live on the go. And I want to thank Cobra Electronics for returning to the trending show for 2014. New Year's Day was all about James Avery. You know him from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where he was Philip Banks. And he's also been in tons of other movies and TV shows that you've seen. Sadly, he died late on New Year's Eve of complications from open-heart surgery at the age of 68. Nowhere near as popular on Wednesday, though, was Lindsay Duke, who is the girlfriend of Blake Bortles. I don't know who these people are, but scanning the articles related to this trend very quickly, it appears that Lindsay Duke is a blonde model that posts photos of herself in string bikinis to social media while her college football-playing boyfriend is out tossing the pigskin. Bortles tells the Daily Mail that he is all right with the fact that his girlfriend generates 24 times the amount of internet traffic that he does. The interview ended abruptly when Bortles locked himself in a linen closet and played Tori Amos's Boys for Pele on repeat for the balance of the day. American Girl was also trending, and that's because a fan of the popular doll line has petitioned Mattel, and the story caught fire, figuratively. 10-year-old Melissa Shang from Paoli, PA, suffers from muscular dystrophy and has posted a video on YouTube asking Mattel to issue an American Girl story about a girl with a disability. Her 46-second video picked up steam, and her petition, which is posted over at change.org, has over 60,000 of the 75,000 signatures they're hoping to collect and present to Jean McKenzie. She's the executive vice president of Mattel. Melissa's video is charming and guilt-free and makes a simple case for why the story of a disabled girl should be told in the American Girl series. People are obviously getting behind it, as I tried to sign the petition myself a few times and the site was too busy to accept my data. Go over to change.org and search American Girl, and the petition will be atop your search results. And if I'm going to throw my name behind something I believe in, I guess it wouldn't hurt here to mention National Pro Wrestling Day, which is coming up on Saturday, February 1st. This year's celebration will be held in Easton, Pennsylvania, with an action-packed card suitable for all ages, and it kicks off at 1 p.m. While the event is free to attend, National Pro Wrestling Day has teamed with the Against Malaria Foundation to raise funds for long-lasting insecticide-treated bed nets to be distributed in malarious parts of developing nations. Now, malaria might not seem relevant to those of us in North America in 2014, but malaria is among the leading causes of child deaths in Africa. In fact, 3,000 children die every single day from malaria. By raising just $5,000, National Pro Wrestling Day looks to fund the delivery of 1,000 bed nets and to prove something I have known to be true for quite some time. Wrestling can change the world. With your help, lives can be saved. To find out more or to make your donation through the page the Against Malaria Foundation has set up for this event, just visit nationalprowrestlingday.com. And Snapchat was trending on Thursday. That's the photo messaging app that's really popular among elected officials. It was trending because the service was hacked on New Year's Day, disclosing over 4 million users' names and phone numbers. As you can imagine, all the politicians that moved their sexting to Snapchat after the scandal that chased former Congressman Anthony Don't Call Me Wiener Wiener were freaking out about their names and phone numbers being outed. Is there no safe way for elected officials to send and receive explicit selfies without needless scrutiny? Come on, Snapchat. Alyssa Milano was also trending on Thursday because comedian Jay Moore had fat-shamed her on his podcast, talking about her gut and hypothesizing that she was not wearing Spanx. I find two things funny here. Does anyone really think Alyssa Milano is fat? That's kind of absurd. Second, any mention of Spanx is funny. Spanx is that weird type of hosiery called shapewear, and just the invention of that term is a funny thing in and of itself. I can't even read it without giggling. Well, some people thought Moore was serious about it and took high offense to his remarks. Moore said on Twitter that he figured people would understand that such an absurd claim was an attempt at humor on his part, but that the joke failed. This didn't put the fire out entirely, so he issued a very wordy apology that included this quote, "I will not make excuses for what I said. It lacked class and dignity, and I regret that I ever said it." End quote. Milano accepted the apology. The Los Angeles Times, which is the name of a paper periodical whose readership is literally dying off every passing hour, wanted to put things in perspective about fame and beauty. They compared Moore and Milano in this way. Milano, 41, who has 10 times the Twitter following that Moore does, pointedly called out the comedian. Upon reading this, the internet, which has at least 10 times the following of the Los Angeles Times, laughed until a tear welled up in the corner of its Ethernet port. As the weekend drew near, Phil Everly was trending for the first time in internet history, but he had to die to make the list. One half of the musical duo The Everly Brothers died in Burbank, California, from a combination of emphysema and bronchitis brought on by a lifetime of smoking. So let this dispel any rumors impressionable young minds might have about smoking cigarettes. Smokers are not immortals. I know there's a lot of pressure on kids these days to become immortal, like their idol, Thanos Swift. But she did not become immortal from a lifetime of smoking. It comes from the Infinity Gauntlet. So please, stop spreading it around at daycare centers and juvie halls. Smokers are not immortals. You will die, like all other mortals die, if you smoke. You will recall the string of great hits the Everly Brothers had starting in the late 1950s, like Milk Train, Kathy's Clown, Muskrat, and The Devil's Child. Go ahead, wiki that up. Yeah. They really did have songs with those titles that were released to radio as singles. And unbelievably, Jenny McCarthy was trending again. This time, it was because she said her 11-year-old son, Evan, doesn't really have autism. Correction. There was a rumor that she said this. Whoop. Addendum here. She is denying the rumor that she said that. And denying that she said it. And denying the rumor. For whatever reason, the site that saw the most traffic as a result of this denied rumor was Us Magazine's site, and as you may know, Us Magazine is committed to handling delicate news stories like this one with class and dignity. This quote from McCarthy appears on their website. These stories cite a new Time Magazine interview with me, which was actually published in 2010, that never contained any such statements by me. Continued misrepresentations, such as these, only serve to open wounds of the many families who are courageously dealing with this disorder. Please know that I am taking every legal measure necessary to set this straight. Directly under this quote is a link placed by Us Magazine with this text, "View Jenny's Best Bikini Moments." Because if you don't believe what Jenny McCarthy is saying about her autistic son just yet, perhaps a photo slideshow counting down her 10 best bikini moments will persuade you. And so the week ended, just like this edition of The Trending Show has ended. Let's get the year off on the right foot. By that I mean, go leave me a 5-star review in iTunes replete with glowing praise and tell all your friends to listen to The Trending Show. In fact, I may have a challenge for you on next week's podcast to aid in this effort. But until then, adios, amigos.